The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Many people remember the late Brendan Grace. They're going to remember him because they laughed with him. Let's hear a little bit of him performing stand-up.
There's a great friend of mine, Eddie, and Eddie, you know, talks in his sleep. And one night he's in the bed and he's kind of going,
"Ooh, I love you."
And the wife wakes up and she's delighted with herself. She thinks her prayers is answered. And she's going, and he goes, "Ooh, Susanna, I love you, Susanna." But she's like a divil. Because that wasn't her name at all. Well, the following morning he comes down for the breakfast and she lashes the breakfast across the table. There's eggs and rashers stuck to his head and everything. She says, "What's this for?"
Says, "I'll tell you what it's for. This is for Susanna. You big donkey, you. Susanna. Now, who is this Susanna?"
"So what do you mean, Susanna?" He says, "I don't know who you're talking."
She says, "Susanna. All night long, all I can hear, Susanna.
Oh, see it, Jim. It's a horse." "Yeah, that's a horse," he says, "running in Punchestown in a few weeks' time, and I have to put my money on it." Well, he gets away with it. He goes off to work that morning, and he comes home that evening at 5:30, and every suitcase he ever owned is out in the front garden. All his suits, his cases, everything, the door is locked, and he comes up to the door, and he says, "See, for God's sake, woman," he says, "what are you doing to me here?" He says, "What happened?" She says, "While you were out, your horse rang."
the late Brendan Grace. Earlier today, we spoke to Today FM presenter, Gift Grub comedian Mario Rosenstock about his memories of Brendan Grace.
Well, like a lot of people of my age, I grew up with Brendan Grace as a permanent fixture in my living room. He was an institution. He was synonymous with Ireland and every bit of as Irish as Tato is. I suppose he was a comedian with a broad humour. He was the kind of one of the last comedians you could kind of all the family could gather around the television and watch him. And he was a brilliant performer. I mean, some of his material, you know, may have gone, you know, slightly out of date as the years went by, and people, you know, might have talked about that. But he was just an amazing performer. His comic timing and his amiability. He had a likability as a performer. As well. And then, of course, he reintroduced himself to a younger audience with Father Ted, which was a brilliant performance as Father Fintan Stack, which showed his range as a comic actor as well. Probably not to be forgotten as well, his beautiful singing voice. I mean, I grew up in Waterford, and all one of my enduring memories from Waterford is just watching the television and the commercial break would come on. All you'd hear is, "Remember one, look for a safe place. Two, don't hurry, stop and wait." And that was Brendan Grace with his beautiful mellifluous singing voice, singing the safe cross code. And the Dutchman. And Ian Dempsey reminded me this morning about Cushy Butterfield, another one he sang. He had a beautiful voice.
"Dutchman's not the kind of man to keep his thumb jammed in the dam that holds his dreams in. But that's a secret only Margaret knows. Amsterdam is golden in the morning. Margaret brings him breakfast. She believes him."
And finally, I was meant to do a show with Brendan in September. I had only met him once. And somebody gave me a call earlier on in the year and said, "Brendan likes your stuff and is an admirer. And he's doing a show in September in the Gaiety." And it was a variety show for a big charity. And typical Brendan. And he wanted me to come on and do my Michael Flatley bit. And sadly, that'll never happen. So anyway, my condolences to his family and to Eileen and to everybody who loved Brendan Grace.
"I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that."
Mario Rosenstock with us a little bit earlier. He mentioned that Father Fintan Stack appearance. We'll play a little bit of that later. I only had the one opportunity to meet Brendan Grace. I interviewed him here on the programme. I don't know how many years ago it was, but he was great fun on the day that he came in. Singer and Senator Frances Black is with us as well. Frances, what will your memories of Brendan Grace be?
Oh, Matt, you know, I have to tell you, I mean, I was just so deeply saddened to hear of Brendan's passing. He was one in a million. I mean, many years ago, I travelled around Australia with the Guinness Irish Festival tour. There was loads of us on this, you know, music tour. And we travelled around for maybe three and a half weeks around Australia. And Brendan, of course, was on that. I think he was probably the headliner of that. And, you know, he was just the most loveliest man. Not only was he absolutely hilarious, he was just a gentleman and a lovely, lovely soul. And, you know, and then there was another time, actually, Matt, that I was, as I was listening there, for my mother's 80th birthday, her dream was always to go to New York for St. Patrick's Day. And I brought her over for her 80th birthday over to, bearing in mind that my mother came from the Liberties, so even to go on an airplane was a big deal to her. And we were in Fitzpatrick's Hotel and we were sitting having a bite to eat. And who walks in only Brendan Grace. And you know that, do you know what? I have to tell you, Matt, it was like as if the two of them were long-lost friends. They had the best crack. He told her jokes all night. They sang songs together. It was just like as if they had been neighbours all their lives, and she just fell madly in love with them, as we all did. You know, he was one in a million. He truly, truly was. And another time I was actually over, we did a festival together over in the Isle of Man. And that was really memorable for me because I was on the Friday night, he was on the Saturday night, or vice versa. And I was able to go and see his whole show, myself and my husband, and it was just hilarious. He was part of our Irish culture.
It's funny you said the Irish culture, because one thing that was very interesting was that he was a national celebrity and icon, even though he's very much a Dubliner. And there would have been times when people outside of Dublin sort of reacted against the sort of the native Dub thing, but he managed to transcend that.
Absolutely. Everybody loved him. Everybody in Ireland loved Brendan Grace. And I think it was because, you know, he was hilarious for starters, but it was also people knew that he was a gentleman. He just had a lovely way about him. He was never... Like he never cursed on stage, for example. Do you know what I mean? It was kind of good family, as Mario said there, good family fun. You know, everybody enjoyed him. And even listening back today, you know, I was in stitches a few times listening to some of the radio stuff that I listened to today and listening to him. And what a singer. I mean, truly one of, you know, he was up there with the top. You know, he had a beautiful, melodious voice. And I just, my heart goes out to the family. I mean, you know, I think the whole of Ireland are grieving really now at this point for the loss of a wonderful, wonderful man. But I can't even imagine what his family are going through, because he will be sadly missed by so many people, but obviously, especially his beloved family, who he adored. He absolutely adored them all.
Senator Frances Brack, thank you very much for being with us today. We're also joined now by Brian Redden, a documentary maker who made the programme Brendan Grace, Funny Man. The documentary is airing tonight on RT1 television. And Brian, I believe you've also been working on another documentary with Brendan, and indeed you were with him only in the days before he died.
I was indeed. It's actually the programme that Mario mentioned in his piece there. So as part of the documentary we made last year on Brendan, called Brendan Grace, Funny Man, we did a piece with Brendan and a choir called the Forget-Me-Nots, or a choir who are kind of inclusive of people with dementia. And it was a cause that was very close to Brendan's heart, and he wanted to support the choir and support the charity. He brought out the single you just played there, The Dutchman. He brought that out last year and gave all the proceeds of the single to the charity. And he wanted to do more for them. So he came up with this idea where he wanted to put on a show in the Olympia. This is the show that Mario mentioned that we'd asked Mario to be part of. And he wanted to put on this show, calling on some of his old friends and some of his new friends and people he admired, like Mario, and people like Dickie Rock and Foster and Allen. And he was going to put on this big show with the choir in the Olympia. And we were following the progress of that. The documentary series was called Brendan Grace, Thanks for the Memories, a title he came up with himself. And we were filming him all the way through until last week. His last public appearance was on the 5th of June up in Oris Neutron, where the president invited him and the choir up to sing at one of the garden parties. And we were there and we documented that, and we filmed with Brendan and the president. And shortly afterwards, we went to the hospital after being diagnosed with pneumonia, which then turned out to be cancer. And he really wanted to finish the documentary. We hadn't shot everything with him. We hadn't got everything done. We'd most of it done, but we still had a bit to do. And he called me and he said, come down. I want you to film me. I want to do an interview with you. I want to say why this show has to be finished. I want to say why this show must go on. I want to talk about where I'm at. I want to talk about my family. I want to talk about my memories. I want to get everything on tape. So it was hard, it was difficult. Yeah, it was an amazing thing for him to want to do, and we went and we did it. So I was only with him earlier on this week, recording what have now turned out to be his last words.
That's very poignant. I mean, it all happened very quickly, didn't it?
Unbelievable. He went into hospital with pneumonia, and he had no idea. We had no idea. I got a phone call from him saying, listen, we had a lot of filming still to do. And he said, look, I was going away on holidays. As soon as you get back, Brian, we get out there and we get all this done. We get it all finished. I'm going to be right as rain. And that's exactly what the plans were. We were due to film this week and next week with him. We had a trip planned. We were going to London to interview and meet with David Soul, an old friend of his, the actor from Starsky and Hutch. And that was all planned. And then it all, obviously, that's all gone now. But like, no one expected this. Nobody. From being diagnosed to his passing last night, it was less than 3 weeks. So it was very quick. It was very sudden. It was very shocking. Nobody expected it.
And working with him, I mean, you've grown up sort of watching his stuff as well, Brian, wouldn't you? Tell us a little bit about the stuff that you must have gone through the archives as well. Yeah. What sort of material did you find and how much did you enjoy it?
Well, going through the archive, the thing that struck me most was, you know, I mean, obviously I grew up a bottler like everybody else, and him singing the Green Cross Code and the whole Free a Nipper ad. Do you remember all that?
Yeah.
And I wasn't as aware of him as a singer and a balladeer. And that's how he started off. He started off as a singer with an a cappella group called the Gingermen. And when I went back through the archives, and we went through a lot of archives, and Archie have a lot of archives of Brendan Grace, as well as the show we're doing for him is in the Olympia Theatre, and he did the whole Sunday night at the Olympia. He did 3 seasons of that. So there's endless amounts of footage of him. But what comes across is how his versatility, and you've got to remember, and within our documentary, Brendan O'Carroll talked about this really well, I thought, is that Brendan wasn't just a stand-up comic. Brendan used to do characters. He would do bottler, he would do priests, he would do nuns. He was great at voices, great at regional accents. He toured all over the country when other comics didn't. You touched on earlier on about outside of the pale, basically. Why was he loved so much? Well, the reason was that Brendan would play a hole in the hedge, if he could. He went everywhere. You know, he wasn't a snob of where he would perform. He performed on the Aran Islands. He performed on Tory Island. He went to places that other comics didn't go. And he was brilliant at characters. He was brilliant at singing. He would come on stage, and he would do 3 hours on stage. He would sing a song. He would go off. He'd come back on as bottler. He'd go off, come back on dressed as a nun. He'd come off and do some stand-up. He'd rib the audience. He'd have a heckler. He'd have a go at him. He was just an amazing all-round entertainer. And the archives are brimming with brilliant, brilliant moments with him. Moments with him as bottler. Moments with him singing The Dutchman or Rings End Rose or Dublin in the Rare Old Times, all of which take on an added poignancy today. But and also the fact that he could do characters so well. He was such a good actor. I mean, you mentioned Father Ted. He nailed that part as Father Fintan Stack. I mean, of all the guest stars that were in Father Ted, people remember him and his, I've had my fun. That's all that matters.
Well, you know what we'll do is we've got to play out on that. Brian Redden, thank you very much for taking the time to join us again.
You're very welcome.
Here on The Last Word this evening. And what we'll do is we'll finish this tribute to the late Brendan Grace by remembering how he appeared as Father Fintan Stack in Father Ted.
What are we watching?
We're looking at the sports day.
Lots of young fellas running around in shorts. That's the kind of thing you like looking at. And I bet you like that too. I mean, you're probably imagining what they'd look like without shorts. You're sitting there imagining that with a big smile on your face. You dirty fecker.
Father Stack, if you're trying to embarrass us, you're not succeeding.
Yes, I am.
Well, I have to say, I think that you're a very rude man.
If you ever say that to me again, I'll put your head through the wall.
Ted, it's a little late.
Yes, I really think we should go. No, you don't have to go.
I think we should.
Bye, girls. Pair of wankers.
Oh, right.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.